There were only two of them. One was female, stunningly attractive, with almost impossibly perfect features and lovely purple skin. She moved with a sinuous grace, her gaze darting back and forth among the three who awaited her arrival. She wore black robes, but carried no weapon. No weapon, of course, other than her deep bond with the dark side of the Force. Her hair was black and caught the light, moving silkily as she walked. Jaina glanced surreptitiously at Lando. He didn't quite gape or drool, but she gave him a Force nudge nonetheless, a good solid one. He started ever so slightly and shot her a look. The other Sith emanated the same dark miasma. He was an older human, very distinguished looking, with pale green eyes. He too wore traditional Sith robes and walked about half a meter behind the female. Both drew up to the podium and bowed deeply, then stepped to the left and stood at attention, hands clasped behind their backs. The door opened again. Jaina heard the soft humming sound of a repulsor sled. It bore a particularly corpulent and unattractive representative of the Hutt species, and seemed to be straining to do so. The Hutt sled moved forward to the dais. He looked around, his eyes almost buried in folds of dark blue glistening flesh, then waved one of his stubby arms in what was clearly intended to be a gesture of respect, and ended up merely looking like flailing. He strained for the controls, then moved the hover sled to the right of the podium, opposite the two Sith. Dorima got to his feet, holding firmly to his staff.
"Captain Leha Fall of the Winged Dagger," he said, addressing the woman, and then, "Captain Vin Holper of the Starstalker. Captain Holper, you have several charges levied against you. You have been accused of violating the no-technology zone of the Fountain of the Hutt Ancients, of killing several guards who attempted to defend it, and most disturbingly of all, of physically damaging the Fountain itself."
His voice broke on the last charge.
"Captain Fall, it is our understanding that Captain Holper answers to you, and therefore you are here as well. The same charges apply to you, as Holper is under your command."
Both Sith nodded.
"We understand," said Fall.
Dorima turned toward the Hutt.
"Tuga Jalaisi Grawl, you are in charge of the defense of this world, including that of the Sacred Fountain. Considering all that hinges upon the protection of the Fountain, one might have thought that it would have been a top priority for you. Yet you have failed to protect it from those who would desecrate it."
Tuga, to his credit, seemed to be taking the proceedings very seriously.
As well he should, Jaina thought.
He rumbled.
"These are grave charges, Chancellor, and I hope that I will be able to prove the Hutts innocent of dereliction of our duty."
Dorima nodded and gestured to one of the other elders. He moved forward.
"Six standard hours ago, the guards of the Fountain of the Hutt Ancients reported a vessel approaching.